Good morning, everybody. Okay, so I want to touch base on this trauma because, you know, it's a study that shows that over 70% of people have actually reported some form of trauma that has happened at some point in their lives. This is 70%, 70% of people. Just imagine the people that have not reported some form of trauma that has happened in their lives. And I'm going to touch base on like sexual assault and molestation because I know that there are some men out here that has been through molestation or sexual assault in their life and they don't want to speak about it because they feel like they will be less of a man, but actually you're not. You know, you just don't have a safe space to speak about that issue with, as well as women. Women have been through the same thing, some type of, I'm not going to say all women, but a lot of women has been through molestation or sexual assault or even rape and don't have that safe space to like really speak about what occurred, what happened at that point in their lives. So these are people who have not reported having some form of trauma in their lives. And I'm going to tell you why, because I've been through an essay before at the age of 13, and it was something that I kept to myself. I did not speak about. The first person I revealed it to was my cousin when I lived in Georgia. I was 38. I would not speak on that subject. I kept it to myself because I kept blaming myself because it happened, because I felt like if I had not made certain decisions that it would not have happened. But I can't excuse the actions of another person. But anyway, I kept that to myself. So I know there are other people out here who have experienced sexual assault, molestation, or rape and have not spoken about it, and they just holding it in. You know, I create my coaching program. It creates a safe space. It creates a safe space. Whatever I speak about, whatever is spoken about between me and my clients, it stays right there. It's between me, my clients, and God. That's it. It don't go no further than that. But I really needed to touch base on that because I know that there are people out here who have not addressed their trauma and what they've been through, especially if it happened at a young age. No, you are not less than a man. No, you are not less than a woman if you speak about it. But at some point, you're going to have to address the trauma that's within so you can heal from it, because you can't heal from it if you don't face it. You have to face it in order to heal from it. So I wanted to touch base on that part. I also want to talk about people pleasing. Now, people pleasing, I've been guilty of it, you know, and I see my, you know, and I've seen it in my kids. I've seen it in other people. I think that a lot of us have been guilty of people pleasing at some point where we agree to do something or agree to be somewhere knowing deep down inside that's not what we want to do. Instead of creating that healthy boundary saying that you're not going to do something, you're not going to be somewhere, because in the whole honesty, you really don't want to be there or do a specific thing. And 80% of, you know, health and mental illnesses are directly related to some form of stress. And people pleasing actually is something that creates stress within us. And, you know, a lot of us, we end up like driftwood in a body of water, just allowing life to push us back and forth with the flow. Wherever the flow go, that's where we go, instead of us actually just taking a paddle and guiding our life, directing our life in the direction that we want to go in. Like when I started writing, when I started speaking, when I started this whole path, this whole journey, at first, you know, I was looking for validation from my family, you know, my kids, the people around me. You know, a lot of people was asking me, like, you know, why are you leaving real estate? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? But overall, deep down, I know that what I was doing, this journey, I was being fulfilled. I was fulfilled inside. I knew that I was on the right path. So it was like I was not really putting myself out there with everything because I didn't really want to hear the outside people talking about, you know, why am I doing this? Why am I doing that? Because it didn't make sense to them, but it made complete sense to me. That's why I'm pushing myself out here more this year, because I no longer seek validation from nobody, you know, who don't understand my life, period. From the time I wake up to the time I go to sleep. If you don't understand my life from the time I wake up to the time I go to sleep, then I don't need validation from you, and I don't need validation from nobody who I wouldn't even want to change lives with at the end of the day. And another study shows that exercise is 1.5 times more effective in treating depression and anxiety than medication and therapy. This is a study that was done by a meta-analysis study. I think it was like 1,000 people at a time with each study. And I try to tell people that, you know, this medication, I'm not telling them, please do not get off your medication. This is just, I'm just speaking right now. You know, medication, it tends to manipulate whatever issue is going on with you instead of like really getting down to the root issue of what's causing you to have to need that medication, having to cause you to be on that medication. You know, it's always natural things that in this life that can help us get to the root issues of our problems. And the studies show that exercise is 1.5 times more effective in treating the depression and anxiety. So I wanted to, you know, drop these statistics on you guys, you know, hopefully to help you start to rethink certain things in your life, really start to really dig and find the root issues of the stress, depression, anxiety, whatever you're facing, because it's always a root issue. And once you find that root issue, you can correct that root issue in most cases and not even need the medication. But I wanted to give you guys this information to share my thoughts with you guys. Hopefully it's beneficial to somebody. I don't care if what I'm doing helps one person. At least I've done my part in it. But you guys have an awesome day, a blessed day. God bless you all. Take care.